The Native American in the South Dakota Native American Tourism Alliance doesn't just mean tourism about Indigenous people. It means tribes and tribal members participating and profiting from the industry. The group has a plan to support Native Americans interested in the tourism industry and to improve marketing for attractions that already exist. Do Bad Warrior Ganji is a member of the Cheyenne River Sioux Tribe and vice president of the Black Hills Powwow.
I think the South Dakota Native Tourism Alliance is a potential revenue source for our tribes, and it's a way for our tribes to generate income, alleviate poverty, and help us to conserve our natural resources and culture.
The Tourism Alliance is identifying experiences along existing scenic routes. This is meant to usher tourists through different tribal lands while encouraging collaboration and skill sharing among the tribes. Gus Yellowhair and his daughter Tiana are Northern Cheyenne and Oglala Lakota. They own Tatanka Res Tours, which has been giving tours of the Pine Ridge Reservation and Black Hills for 7 years.
The economic situation on the reservation is like almost 60 to 70% unemployment. And so we have big dreams and big ideas of being able to help the tribe with that portion of it by training young people in areas of tourism, in areas of art, possibly working, you know, with the state or with the government on, you know, opening up a facility on federal land. You know, we're going to approach them with that. And I think it's only fair that we get a piece of the pie.
The Tourism Alliance will share its 5-year plan and new website during a Thursday launch party in Rapid City. I'm SDPB's Arielle Zients.